Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, more on the 9/11 whitewash, the tragic events unfolding in Iraq, NORTHCOM, our new military dictatorship, bragging about how they're going to be running our lives, and much more. Before we go to the loaded phone lines, I wanted to hit a few news stories here. Liberty Think got some video, and I was told by some of the folks that went to that 9/11 conference, they've gotten this video, and they offered to send it to me. I just said, post it yourself. We'll link to it. I'm glad Liberty Think got this video to put it up. Liberty Think recently visited the Bohemian Club headquarters in downtown San Francisco. This is where members of the club bide their time between the annual July trip to Bohemian Grove in the countryside. Well, it's the administrative office. They also have kind of the office for the San Francisco members to visit. And there's a video clip of a survey of the occultic symbolism adorning the club's outer walls, which feature owls, skulls, etc. There's also a brief conversation with a untalkative security guard and a look at the Owl Tree Bar Club, which is kitty corner to the Bohemian Club headquarters. And then I was made aware of a book review of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. And it says, a book looks at post-9/11 world politics. And this is out of the staff reporter out of Louisiana, the Town Talk, major mainstream newspaper. And it says, this movie is no picnic, reporting on Bohemian Grove. Recently released on DVD and VHS as a film that could have been a great political satire, but unfortunately, it never really got off the ground. Teddy Bear's Picnic, directed by droll funny man Harry Shearer, this is Spinal Tap, A Mighty Wind, and TV's The Simpsons, is a would-be farce that takes place in the Zambezi Glen, a retreat in the Northern California where America's elite male power brokers, leaders in government, military, and the entertainment industry go to blow off steam, engaging in intellectual disclosure and a few laughs. It's also a place where these bad boys share secrets that us regular folks will never hear about. While at the Glen, members also find time to discuss, to dress in drag, sleep with tall girls, and drink copious amounts of alcoholic beverages, all while sharing jokes with one another and urinating on the trunks of ancient redwoods. I should point out that the Glen is based on a very real and super-secret Bohemian Grove retreat located just north of San Francisco. Bohemian Club members include not only captives of industry, but senators, congressmen, and residents. This is the place where George W. Bush is alleged to have tapped Dick Cheney as his running mate in 2000. That was on CNN, by the way. But C-SPAN wants to get mad at me for saying it. It says, but I digress. Shear, who plays an annoying French-like restaurateur, introduces us to a large cast of characters, including a tubby Dr. Strangelove, Esquire, Air Force General George Windett, and a snobby elitist banker, Robert Mandan, who is at one point is riding in a nice car with actress Morgan Fairchild. By the way, Harry Shearer's been in the Grove. He was in the British documentary basically attacking me. What is so surprising is that this movie, with a superb cast, is simply not funny. I mean, a film that indicates and includes talents like Kurtwood Smith, Citizen Ruth, Fred Willard, Waiting for Guffman, Michael McKean, Best in Show, and Henry Gibson, the Blues Brothers, Howard Hessman, About Schmidt, and Alan Thicke, TV's Growing Pains, should be far wittier than what is offered here. Sure, there are a couple of wacky moments in the movie, but they're rare. There's a scene involving a waiter attempting to smuggle Glenn TV footage to a television station, and a scene... the movie's really kind of about me, folks. We'll be back and finish up with it.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
As unbelievable as it is, Teddy Bear's Picnic, put out by Harry Shearer and a group of big Hollywood actors, I actually enjoy most of their movies, is an elaborate hit piece on us. I mean, Shearer's in the British documentary using my footage, Secret Rulers of the World, attacking me. And then he comes out with this Hollywood movie that was in theaters last year, and then now it's out on DVD. Sure, and this is from the article by Andrew Griffin out of the Town Talk newspaper in Louisiana. He continues, and again, the headline is, "This movie is no picnic." Sure, there's a couple of wacky moments in the movie, but they're rare. There's a scene involving a waiter attempting to smuggle Glenn video footage to a television station, and a scene where the Glenn gang attempts to flee a forest fire. They're amusing, I suppose, but even these scenes seem forced. And when you combine with that a low budget, you're in for trouble. Don't waste your time with Teddy Bear's Picnic. For those of you who are interested in what really goes on at the ultra-secret Bohemian Grove, I highly recommend Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, filmed by Alex Jones, Texas-based investigative filmmaker. And it goes on, Jones and cameraman were able to sneak into the grove and film bizarre, ritualistic, and mock human sacrifices conducted by elite grove members. Jones' documentary is well worth watching, if only for the footage of the shocking occultic sacrifice the rogue members of the club offer to their stone owl god. For more information, visit InfoWars.com. And then he did a big review of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. This was in, again, pretty big paper there in Louisiana. And he, I'm going to try to read this later if I have time. It's a longer review. But good job to this guy. We appreciate any real press out there. But yeah, I finally got a chance to see Teddy Bear's Picnic. I'd seen a clip of it on Conan O'Brien about a year ago when it came out. Somebody sent me a video of it. And it's basically two characters, two nutcases, two right-wing crazies, you know, sneaking in to shoot video of it, and we're the bad guys, basically. So, you know, a movie basically making light of what goes on in there, and it's fallen flat on its face, and sure as other movies haven't. They've been big hits. So what does that say for you, Mr. Shearer? It's no picnic, I guess. So a lot of new developments there. Tell you what, let's go back to the calls, and I'll get into more on the 9/11 Commission and some of the police state developments. I'd like to hear from the listeners about the Iraq situation. Again, kidnappings, murders of Westerners, a bunch of cities under Iraqi control, Shiites and Sunnis coming together, unprecedented in Iraq's history since a revolt early in the last century against the British Empire. And Bush says, bring them on. We're tough. We can handle it. Yeah, get ready for more casualties. His mother says she doesn't want to hear about the dead. Her beautiful mind doesn't need to hear about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Fine.
Hey, listen, last hour they were talking about all the great interviews you have, and I enjoy all of them. You had one on this year sometime, I think it was early in the year, with Bob Dole's former chief of staff, and I can't remember his name.
Hilton.
Stanley?
Hilton.
Okay, yeah. The reason I called is we hear all these great interviews, and a lot of us around the country do have access to the ears of many of the local talk show hosts.
All of our best interviews are posted free of charge at prisonplanet.com in the audio section.
Okay.
I think there's about 200 of them in there.
Now, the big problem I have, like I heard your interview with Dr. Rocky, you know, about the depleted uranium.
Yes.
And after that, there was another local, actually it's the Detroit station where so many people had heard your program prior to this one coming on. And I guess the question I would have to you, we hear all these people talking on the air, and I have so many great opportunities to, you know, bring people like that on the air to be interviewed, but the problem is getting a hold of these people and setting everything up. Any suggestions on that? And how we as listeners to your program could have access to maybe some contact numbers with the people who are on your program so we can not only get your interviews, which are wonderful, but when you go to a local talk show host and play your interview, it means, I think, a little bit less to them as if they were it was going to be their idea and they're the ones that broke it locally here. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately, I barely had time to brush my teeth this morning and eat a small breakfast. I can't start setting up an index of my guests for people to get them as guests. We can post the interviews. I mean, if you hear a guest that you like, write down the name and number, where they're from, call and get their number, or call their business or their organization, just like we do, and then give that information to local talk show hosts. I mean, if you give a talk show host, say, a burned CD interview off my website, and then if they've got any concern, they'll listen to it, and they'll get the person on. They know how to do that. That's their job.
Now, what is the where is the case with Stanley Hilton? Where does that set right now? And are you going to have him on again? I thought he was just amazing as far as a guest. You could have him on again, and how is that case proceeding?
When I had Stanley Hilton on, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, represents 400-plus of the victims' families of 9/11. When I had him on, he got so many hundreds of calls and did a bunch of other interviews to the point that he burned out and said, I can't even run court. I can't even do my cases. He said, I'm not now, Alex. He said, I've never had such a response a transcript of the interview, got published in a bunch of newspapers, and right now he's just... But yes, his cases are all tied up in court, suing the president and others for complicity in 9/11.
Okay, well, thanks, Al. Keep up the good work, buddy.
All right, I appreciate the call. But, yeah, we... Some of the best interviews, most important interviews, we post those on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And then we also post the audio, and listeners a lot of times make transcripts of the interviews and send it to us, and we read over them, make sure they're accurate, and then we post them. And, I mean, we're a small operation doing a lot of good, reaching a lot of people, but we need your help. Let's go ahead and talk to Myron in South Dakota. Myron, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and your name was mentioned. Did you hear about it?
No, I didn't.
A woman called in, and she said, why don't you people put on Alex Jones? He can explain this New World Order. And the guest said, we're thinking about doing that.
The host or the guest?
The host.
Was it Lamb?
No, Peter, I think Slynn or Slim, Slynn, I believe it's. Peter's first name.
Well, I've probably got 20 tapes on the shelf of Lamb and others talking about me, Lamb having guests on that have written books about me.
But he said they were thinking about putting you on, so I thought
that. Now, we've told them. We said, please, if you're going to have guests on every few months talking about me and talk about me every day of the week, basically, would you please let me come on and respond to it?
So, hope that sounded a little encouraging. Something else they brought up, there was an election down in Austin. Two Republicans are in the runoff. Is one of those guys who was the attorney, worked for the Attorney
yes.
General?
Michael McCaul, an absolute demon.
And what was the election results? What was the vote pretty close?
Now I'm going to show you how out of the loop I am, so focused on the international and state, that I know that the runoff is going on, and I do not know what the results of that were, even though we published an article detailing Michael McCaul. I can tell you all about him, but I don't know who won.
Okay, I think the election already was held in the primary.
No. In fact, I saw one of his ads this weekend in the 10 minutes of TV I watched, so they haven't had the runoff yet.
Oh, I thought it just happened over the weekend.
Maybe it did, but I still saw his ads running. What was it? Saturday, so somebody can call in and tell me. I haven't really been... Look, let me tell you about Michael McCaul. He was Janet Reno's private lawyer, her special counsel, helped cover up Waco, helped defend her with Ilian Gonzalez. He helped cover up the Johnny Chung stuff. He's married to Mr. Mays, the owner of Clear Channel's daughter. They're the biggest campaign contributors to him, and they own the voting machines, the Hart InterCivic voting machines, the touchscreens, here in Travis County. So I predicted months ago that he would be the winner. Then there was a runoff. There were three candidates. One got defeated. The other was a runoff. McCaul was in the lead. And because of us, because of Bob Dacey writing an article for our website 2 months ago, we first pointed out all this about him. Then his opponent picked it up in the TV ads. We don't know. I mean, I don't know what happened. I haven't followed it in the last day or two. So if somebody can call in and tell me, that's fine.
Okay, Alex.
But you're saying that came up on C-SPAN?
Yes, they discussed it.
Did they say who won?
No, this is going to be a runoff.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought you were saying they'd had the runoff.
I thought this just happened, that the runoff is going to happen. I thought they just had this.
No, the ads are running, so I don't think that they've had the runoff.
Okay, I thought this election just happened, that now there's going to be a runoff between those two.
Yes, there was a primary election with three Republicans, and one of them got knocked out of the running, and now there's going to be another. The first thing wasn't a runoff. It was the primary. Now they're going to have a runoff.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you, buddy. I mean, that's a really good point you brought up. I'm just frustrated because I don't know when the runoff is. Did they already have it? If you can get into the phone lines, tell me. Basically, I get in the fight and then move on. We expose who Michael McCaul is. We don't even know if there's an election in Travis County with the Hart InterCivics owned by his father-in-law, his biggest campaign contributor. And he's a lover of the communist Chinese and Janet Reno, and a lover of Waco. So what do you say about it? I don't know. That's all I can say. I don't know the details now of the runoff. I know they're having it. I know that I was in the grocery store this morning and they still had the vote here signs up, so I don't know. Okay. I'm going to come back at some other news items and we'll get back to your calls. Brian and Tim and Mike and others. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
All right, let's continue with your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Illinois. Brian, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine, sir.
I bought all your videos, and so far I've distributed about 125 of them.
You're awesome.
I wanted to make an announcement that on public access, NTV in Chicago, 9/11 Road to Tyranny will be aired on the 14th of April at 1 a.m., and America Destroyed by Design will be on Sunday, April 25th at 1:30 a.m. They're both on Channel 19.
Well, that's wonderful.
Great.
What cable system is that?
I'm not sure what cable system it is because I don't have it. I had to go to the studio itself. I think it's just the north area of Chicago. I mean, it covers Chicago proper, and I think the north suburbs.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you.
No problem. I had one more question for you, too. On the cover of Police State 2000, what did you say the dragon represents? What was that?
Well, that is the name of the Marine Corps warfighting particular laboratory that put on that urban warfare takeover drill. And so that's their mascot.
Wow. And one more question. Do you think Silverstein has doubled the insurance policy on the Sears Tower by now?
Well, again, the Chicago Tribune reported a few weeks ago that Silverstein, the owner of the WTC, and a, quote, mysterious, secretive group of Manhattan owners has bought the Sears Tower, which they admit is one of the big targets. So isn't We're that doomed. Convenient?
We're doomed. It's sad.
Well, don't think the globalists aren't that obvious. They don't care. And, I mean, they don't care if something bad happens there and then it just gets pointed out.
And people here are in such a catatonic state that they're either socialist or on the southwest side where the middle class are. They're wrapped up in the flag and they think George Bush is actually for the moderate who...
And just because you wrap yourself in a plastic Chinese-American flag, a desecrated flag, doesn't mean you're a patriot. A patriot knows what that flag... A patriot knows what that flag symbolizes.
Exactly. Exactly. It's scary to see how people who don't even realize what's going on.
Well, a lot of them are waking up. And remember, the cattle, people that knowingly want to be cattle, don't count in the equation. It's those of us that want to be in the game. Keep it up, my friend. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Brian. You're doing a lot of great work. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead. Okay, Tim?
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thank you for calling.
I wanted to talk to you about a couple things that were going on here. First of all, my sister and brother-in-law are both teachers. And back before when you were talking about, the red level and they're going to take the students away and things like that.
Well, I was reading an article out of Illinois where they did these drills, rounding the kids up, putting guns to their heads, and calling it a red level alert, and then claiming it was a drug raid. Of course, no drugs are found. It's all about, this is the feds admit this, it's about training us to be rounded up and taken to sports stadiums.
Here's the thing that's real funny about it. Both of them being teachers, they know nothing about it. When I try to tell them, because they both have children in school, and I say, well, what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to get your kids, and they look at me like I'm funky.
Well, that's been in the Washington Post and the Gannett News Service. I mean, the feds are the ones that have said it.
Right, but once again, my point is waking people up to this is really hard work. I'm going to tell all your listeners out there that have tried to wake people up, I'm sure they've all run into problems. My own mother asked me one day, do we need to take you to a doctor? Because she's been listening to that charlatan, Mr. Limbaugh, for like 12 years.
Yeah, well, CFR doesn't exist. Skull and Bones doesn't exist.
Right.
Bush is a conservative.
What we're up against is we have people that are like stunningly uninformed to the truth, incredibly arrogant when it comes to hearing the truth for the first time, and just drowning in their own apathy when it comes to accepting those truths. You know, Alex, no one wants to drop their preconceived ideas and their conditioned emotional defenses and take a look at some evidence. And I don't know if they do that out of stupidity or fear.
I agree with you, and I appreciate the call. This is the good thing, though, the good point, the good news. Overnight, everybody was a kook that thought the world was round. They were arrested. They were killed. They were hung. They were burned at the stake. You said the world was round. You were evil. But people stood their ground, an educated, informed minority, and then overnight you were a kook to say the world was flat. And so these flat earthers can sit there and keep saying none of this exists. It's not happening. The UN isn't taking over the national parks. The Supreme Court doesn't follow the UN's orders. But then as all this comes out, a lot of them are being forced to wake up. Now, granted, some go, okay, fine, it is a new world order. What are you going to do about it? We got to go along with it. People like that just don't count. They have no respect for themselves, their families, nothing. They're idiots. Move on. There's a lot of people, though, that do want the truth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I said that day one, I said from the beginning that the 9/11 Commission is made up of a bunch of CFR members, Bush business partners, Bin Laden family business partners, and so they are. It's a total joke. Again, they tried to have Henry Kissinger be the first head of it, but nobody bought that, so they got lesser-known charlatans. And I said, you watch, when they come out with a report, it's going to be beggar government, domestic CIA, worship the government, give up all your freedoms. Because that's what all these other commissions do. The government, you know, drop the ball, they need more of your rights and more money, and that's the answer. Well, the Washington Post is reporting, so is Scripps Howard News Service. 9/11 Commission ponders domestic intelligence agency. There is plenty of evidence uncovered by the 9/11 Commission. The U.S. government dropped the ball, see? Finding out what Al-Qaeda, CIA, oh, I'm sorry, sleeper cells were doing in the United States before the devastating attacks on New York and Washington. You mean the sleeper cells that had their houses, their cars paid for by the U.S. government? You mean the sleeper cells that had executive orders protecting them? You mean those? Now some members of the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States are asking whether Washington needs to create a new super spy agency to ensure it doesn't happen again. As if we don't already have a bunch of super spy agencies. We need a domestic CIA. Oh, our own KGB. Our own GRU. Commission member Fred Fielding, the well-placed Republican lawyer, suggested this week that the United States should consider creating a domestic spy agency. Yeah! Which, like the Britain's MI5, which thwarted Irish Republican Army attacks. You mean who carried out the attacks? That's admitted. In England, and coordinated intelligence for the British Constabulary. An American MI5 would operate as a super agency over the FBI and CIA. And it goes on and on. They've already set up CIA offices in all your major cities, folks, to ship in more heroin, more smack for your children. I mean, this is so sick. And it gets into how good the FBI program COINTELPRO was, and boy, can't we have that back? We already do. Never went away. Oh, and hey, don't worry. It says that the Afghan economy is booming. Record opium. They broke a record last year over all years, and now this year's is even better. The good guys are there. Lots of smack for you and your family. And this is out of Al Jazeera. It's also out of the Associated Press, another article. Drugs push Afghanistan to the brink of failure. Less than 3 years after the first bomb was dropped on Afghan soil by a U.S.-led coalition against the Taliban, Afghanistan looks like it's becoming a failed state. Now, that's Al Jazeera. The AP says it's wonderful that they're making lots of money because of the heroin. It's actually a positive article. In the government's bid to create a modern democratic country free from corruption, terrorism, and drugs, the opposite has happened. We told you that would happen, folks. There is a palpable risk that Afghanistan will again turn into a failed state in the hands of the drug cartels.
USA Radio Network News, this is John Scott. The ceasefire by rebels holed up in the Iraqi town of Fallujah has been extended until tonight. The break in fighting began yesterday as a chance for talks between the insurgents and American soldiers who are surrounding the town. But U.S. military spokesman Brigadier General Mark Kimmett says there have been some clashes. And there have been other startling discoveries as well made in Fallujah, as we hear in this report from David Lee Miller with Fox News Channel reporting from Baghdad.
U.S. Marines have found in Fallujah a bomb-making factory. At this site, they say they found suicide belts. They also say they found evidence suggesting that those responsible for this facility might be foreign fighters.
And there is still no word on American Thomas Hamill, who was captured by insurgents. They threatened to kill him unless U.S. troops left Fallujah.
Had I known there was going to be an attack on America, I would have moved mountains to stop the attack. I do everything I can. My job is to protect the American people.
President Bush speaking yesterday at Fort Hood, Texas, where he spent Easter Sunday with troops. He said the presidential daily briefing of August 2001 did not contain any information about an impending attack on America, only that Osama bin Laden intended to attack American interests. The president attending Easter services at Fort Hood, home of the 1st Armored Division. Today he meets with the Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Air cleaners are all the rage these days, and the one that works best is mine. Hi, I'm David Orrick. My hypoallergenic Orrick air cleaner traps 99.7% of harmful airborne particles from cigarette smoke to mold spores. Orrick air cleaners have electronic filters that never need replacement. They wash clean, saving hundreds of dollars a year. Try one free on me. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Mr. Goodwrench, who is this one and only GM expert? I'm about to find out.
GM Goodwrench, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Goodwrench had over 1 million hours of training last year?
That's right.
Well, there happens to be only 8,760 hours in a year, Missy.
Excuse me?
Throws a little wrench into this whole Mr. Goodwrench thing over there, doesn't it?
Huh?
You like that? Wrench? It's a play on Goodwrench. I just made that up.
Find Mr. Goodwrench, the one and only GM expert at over 7,000 GM dealers.
Spanish boss politicians calling on separatist group ETA to lay down its arms. There's been speculation of a ceasefire in the terrorist group's decades-old campaign for an independent state.
The ceasefire talk follows comments by the banned political party Batasuna, which is seen as ETA's political wing. Its leaders have said ETA wants to hold talks with the new Spanish government. More than 800 people have been killed in the militant group's campaign for a separate state in Spain, but since the Madrid terror attacks in March...
USA Radio Network News. This is John Scott. Talks about Iraq and the Mideast peace plan will be on the table today as President Bush meets with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Mr. Bush will be hosting Mubarak at the Western White House in Texas. On Easter Sunday, the president stressed the recently declassified presidential daily briefing of August 6, 2001, did not contain actionable intelligence that would have stopped 9/11.
Had I known, we had acted. Of course we had acted. Any administration would have acted. The previous administration would have acted. That's our job.
Speaking yesterday at Fort Hood, Texas, he said the briefing didn't contain any information about an impending attack on America, only that Osama bin Laden attacked. Intended to attack American interests. A startling discovery by U.S. Marines in Fallujah today. Fox News Channel's David Lee Miller reporting from Baghdad.
The Marines have found in Fallujah a bomb-making...
Oh my gosh, a bomb-making factory. And this is the same Marines that found the mobile weapons trucks, the same Marines that found the mass graves, the same government that found the Niger uranium documents, the same people that are just perpetually lying. Now... for some reason, we got knocked off, so we went to news. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I was ranting and raving, covering the Passion of the Christ. Did I get to that, folks? Did I? It's a reclaimed top box office spot, making $17.1 million yesterday, to a total of $354.8 million just domestically, surpassing the Two Towers. And online to become the biggest film in history. And then, of course, there's gas prices. If you believe for 1 minute that the Arabs actually run OPEC, they get less than 20% of the oil money. The British set up the Arabs, set up the oil cartels, and they set the prices. We have plenty of oil in Alaska. We have plenty of oil all over the United States. It's ready to flow, but our government won't let us get into it. And they're just training you to accept higher gas prices. The oil companies are all registering record profits. How is that if they're against the evil Arabs? This is a staged event. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Let us now go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead. Okay, galas first. Well, you know what? We're just going to go to Mike now. We're going to go to Mike now. What we're going to do, Mike in Illinois, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Fine.
Alex, I want to tell you something. You know, 2.5 years ago or 3 years ago when I started listening to you, and then after 9/11, all these things happened. You had all these guests on. I want to tell you, I live in Chicago area, and they have a large local radio station here. And it's called Beyond the Beltway. It's on every Sunday, and it's syndicated. It's ran out of Chicago.
Yeah, I know. It airs right here in Austin.
Right. Bruce Dumont. Now, Alex, I just want to tell your listeners, if anyone knows how to get to Beyond the Beltway 800 number, next Sunday they're going to have a guest on. You know who it's going to be? David Shippers. And he's having another woman guest on. They're going to talk about the Oklahoma City bombing. And he made a comment to how he said that Al-Qaeda was linked to the 95 Oklahoma City bombing and how they were linked to the terrorist attacks and how they brought the building down with explosives, the third building at the World Trade Center. And, Alex, I'm telling you, I think it's wonderful that you're doing a wonderful thing, and more people are waking up. There were people calling the show yesterday. They were talking about how the building was brought down with explosives, and they're talking about how Bush knew about this and how he was on Cipro, and the people are waking up. And I think.
Wait a minute. You're telling me on Beyond the Beltway they talked about Building 7 being blown up with bombs.
No, a caller called up and had talked to Bruce Dumont about it.
Now, let me tell you what Dumont's going to do, because I've heard the show for years. Probably, I've heard it for 8 years here in Austin. What he'll do is they'll have Shippers narrowly just talk about Muslims involved, but not the government blocking it. And I would guess it won't be as extensive as my David Shippers interview.
Right, probably not. But David Shippers knows the truth. He's spoken on your show. So he can't, I mean, obviously he knows he's probably going to be controlled.
So what does Dumont do when they call in and say... Yeah, Bush was on Cipro on September 10th. Yeah, you know, I mean, what does he say to all that?
He laughs. He actually disconnects their call. But the point of what I'm trying to say
is... So does it matter if that was in the Associated Press in a press briefing?
Right. But they laugh it off. And you know what, Alex? It's like you said the other day, you got guys like Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and all these guys. They're all puppets. They're all part of the system, Alex. And you know what the bottom line is? What I'm trying to say, Alex, is that you're getting through. People are... 2.5 years ago, I had relatives laughing at me. I had people at work laughing at me, telling them about what you were saying and telling them to go to your website. Now, Alex, mainstream media is starting to talk about it a little bit. People in the public are more and more people are becoming aware. What I'm saying is that you're doing a wonderful job, and people like you and me and all the listeners need to keep going on and getting your word out. Your film's got to be out. I've showed your films, two of your films, to my church on Sunday evening a year ago. I showed 9/11. And people were just in awe. They were asking me about your website. I've got a lot of people, clicked on you now. And I think that they have to word of mouth. Like you said, Alex, we're going to win this thing and we're going to beat it. But it's going to take word of mouth. But a lot of people, they can't continue to hide this, Alex.
Well, we're also going to save a lot of lives.
Absolutely.
Because by exposing who's behind the terror, that stops the globalists from doing it. As long as we beg them to take our rights when there's a terror attack, and beg them to increase their power and funding, there's going to be the incentive to let this stuff happen and to carry it out. If we have a mass awakening to the world being around, the government being behind terror, then we neutralize that ace in the hole that they've got.
Absolutely. Alex, I want to ask you a question. I think I had you a little angry at me last week. I didn't mean to say anything threatening about Bush, but let me ask you a question. Do you believe that Bush, he is a puppet, we know that, but do you believe he actually knows everything of what is going on? Or do you think he's just...
No, Bush takes 3 naps a day, plays golf, jogs, has trouble eating pretzels. Bill Clinton did, Bush's daddy did, but Bush is a total puppet. They just used him because of the Bush name on the ticket.
Right. Alex, you're doing a wonderful job, and anybody out there, get his films and get the word out. It's the only way we're going to win this thing.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and that's certainly good news. Good to hear from you. I appreciate it. Now let's go ahead and talk to Gayla. Gayla, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
I just want to point out to you, a friend of mine in North Carolina just emailed me an article he's found on Time Magazine. It's dated 4/19/04. And it talks about how we are absolutely going to have more troops, calls for 80,000 more. And
they have 12 different bills for a national draft in Congress right now.
Well, I knew they did. I knew they had some bills pending. His concern was that why is this out here dated 4/19? He was afraid that, and I can see.
Well, that's because Time Magazine publishes about a week and a half early.
Okay.
They'll put a date on it. I've got the article right here.
Well, we were afraid that they were going to have some kind of attack and then say that we are absolutely going to have this draft. He also, and I haven't counted it up, but he tells me that is exactly 911 days from the 9/11 attacks, and I do know that, well, it's the anniversary of Oklahoma.
No.
It's not?
No. 3/11, the Madrid bombings, was 911 days.
Okay.
And it was on 3/11.
Okay.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Great points. Let's go ahead now and talk to Dave. Dave, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Castle Rock, Colorado.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, how's it going today?
Fine.
All right. I had a few things I'd like to throw at you here. We had a local high school here in Denver about right towards the end of March. They put out wanted posters for kids who did not complete their CSAP test.
Yeah, I saw an article about that.
Yeah.
They're all criminals.
Yeah, like you said, they offered rewards of CDs or cash for kids that would turn them in.
You see, like, all over the country, right here in Austin, it's in the Road to Tyranny, they put out TV ads going, here's your discount credit card, $250 for every family member you turn in, every neighbor you turn in, and handing them out, enrolling them, when it's the government shipping in the garbage to begin with.
Yeah, it only lasted 2 days due to someone's discretion. I don't know if it was.
Well, that's it, because we
teacher.
Complain because we say no. So they try to turn the heat up, hoping we'll accept it.
That's it. I think they're almost testing us. But in a way, when we turn the tables on them and react, the public reacts due to.
Well, that's what all know. I mean, don't think it, know it. They are testing.
Right. You know, we do pretty good up here, though. We've been shutting down some Walmarts that are trying to encroach these big super centers and. But there's another thing. They got like a free gun lock giveaway now in the whole state.
And that's to condition you to make that the law.
Well, not to mention, I'm sure I'd have to give them my address and tell them. I mean, I'd have to have 17 locks to go, you know, the one for each gun. And that's a lot of money involved giving away. all those locks, and I'm sure they would want some information on me.
It's all to make it look like it's a public service and they care.
Yep.
It's to get people civically involved in the gun grab movement.
Yeah. Yeah, I you know, it's kind of goofy about stuff. That kind of thing. It's like the France, when they found the bombs after the Spain bombing, and I jokingly told a friend, I said, what, is there an election coming up? Sure enough, over the weekend, after they had found them bombs on them rail lines, they had a midterm election. I mean, they must have figured, well,
We've caught the British doing fake raids, getting hyacinth and bombs. I mean, it's just a bunch of garbage.
I mean, it's maybe like the Spain thing, blowing up trains didn't work. Maybe we'll just find them this time. You know?
That's it. Hey, I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. I'll try to get a few final calls. I wanted to hit some Big Brother news, too, here in the final segment that we are accelerating towards on this Monday edition. I do this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, as we chronicle the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. That's all the New World Order is a sophisticated crime syndicate using fear to scare you into submission, hoping that as police and military you go along with it. Don't. Defend the Republic. Defend America. America's America because it's free.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Segment. Been a pretty good show. I've been somewhat irritated today. I don't know if you picked up on it. I'm just so sick of it. I mean, I love this country. I love freedom, and it's just being trashed by a bunch of criminals. They tell us to just give up our freedoms and shut up when they're the terrorist. Look at this. Photo recognition software gives location. New scientist. You can now walk around, and the face scanning cameras will tell you where you're at, and that they recognize you. For a small fee, photo recognition software on a remote server works out precisely where you are and sends back directions. You can also use your cell phone to take photos of buildings, and it will tell you. I mean, I've got stacks of articles. Want to be a spy? NSA is hiring. The National Security Agency is launching its largest recruitment drive since the Cold War, with plans to hire 7,500 workers over the next 5 years. And they're going to, of course, be working domestically to spy on everyone. Isn't that just precious? I mean, come on. Look, Big Brother's watching your driving behavior. All over the country and the world, the red light cameras are now being used to spy on your driving and your activity. Global ID passport by 2006. The Russians are going to make all their driver's license applicants and people traveling thumb scan and face scan. And, oh, so's England, so's the U.S., so's Germany. So, you see, it's a global ID, my friends. That's their own document. But they don't announce it as that. And here's another article. I mean, stacks of them. Cameras keep eye on a town. The length and breadth of Buckfield High Street is now being watched day and night by rooftop cameras in a bid to curb antisocial behavior now. Being rude to someone, you'll get a police visit. A permit to snoop. Police will be given unprecedented powers to use electronic bugs and false identities to infiltrate the criminal underworld and terror groups. See, criminals and terror. First it was terror, now it's criminals. Now the NSA will be looking for deadbeat dads and IRS cheats. And again, Moscow airport to scan fingerprints. Black box for people. We may have to carry a black box. Computers and cameras to watch old people. Science Daily reporting that foreign troops are meeting in Arizona for a giant test of micro-surveillance aircraft. I mean, come on. Bush prays for a drop in Iraq casualties. Who's he praying to is the question. We should pray for a drop in casualties. I think that's good. But should we have the Bohemian Grove Skull and Bones Satanist doing it? Will that truly get us a blessing? Is this war just and holy? I'm sorry to all the callers, the loaded phone lines. I'm out of time. I don't have time to go to your calls. But I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. We are having an effect. We are affecting change. We do have power. We can stand up against the New World Order. And the best tools to do it are my videos. And we need your support. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the ultra-massive database of information, all the thousands and thousands of news articles and documents in these detailed databases we've built under key subsections like occult, elite, decadent empire, Nazi USA, world government, political assassinations, geopolitics. Go to these areas, research what's in the films, document for yourself the facts of what we're bringing forward. Toll-free number to get the videos. Again, I've made 10 of them, published a book, written a book, carry a bunch of other great books and videos. 1-888-253-3139. Get the videos and then go to these archives and look at them for yourself. Look at everything we cover in the films. Read it for yourself. Look at the legislation. Find out we're telling the truth and spread the word. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Make copies of them. Put them on Access TV. Spread the word to our affiliates, our sponsors, our listeners, to the people running the show, to God. Thank you all. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. We're in the battle for the human spirit against total dehumanization. Take care. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels.
Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.